Normally when we do a show together, Debbie and I, we will talk back and forth. Sometimes we'll have somebody on the phone. And once in a while, somebody in the studio. What you're about to hear is actually taken from the radio show that I do. And every Friday, we have a feature called Psychic Fridays at 8:50 a.m. Eastern Time. So those of you that can't hear the radio station WGLQ 97.1, then you won't be able to hear Reverend Debbie interacting with listeners at random. And that's what's nice about it. You can hear Debbie talking to people and maybe get a feeling for how well she does in dealing with people and their questions. So these are a few different samples of shows that we've done so far. We started this back a couple of months ago, and people have been calling in. And so now we're going to share some of this with you online. And again, if you want to join us in the future, even if you can't hear the radio station, normally 8:50 a.m. is when we do this, and that's on a Friday morning. And you would call 906-789-9700. And now Reverend Debbie answering calls.
Hi, Debbie.
Hi, Dan. How are you today?
Fair.
How can I help you?
Well, you know, my old tent is getting pretty tattered. I'm in a rut. And not only my tent, but my wallet's all tattered, too, you know. Is there anything you see or feel that are getting through that, you know, is this going to end? Not my life, I hope.
Now, when you say your tent, what do you mean your old tent?
Oh, my body.
Okay.
All right. So you want to know if... So basically, you're asking if this is going to end, and when you talk about your body, do you mean you're... Are you asking if you're going to be crossing over anytime soon?
No. I mean, just the infirmities that come with...
You want to know if you're going to get done with this stuff, this physical problems that you're having, right?
Yeah. And also, you know, hey, the wall is getting pretty tattered, too.
So you want to see if there's opportunities.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Right. Dan, the angels do talk about... I'm waiting to see what else they have to say. There's a direction you're supposed to be going that you're not looking at properly. I don't know if it's a direction that's a little fearful for you, or if it's just because it's so unfamiliar. But there is an area, a direction they want you to go. Then you're aware of this area. They're telling me you know what it is, but you kind of like, it's kind of like you look around the corner at, and then you come back and go, no, I don't want to go there. Does this make sense to you?
Yeah, it does. It just started coming through in the last week or so.
Well, now there you go. You need to go with this, my dear. So follow the way you're being directed and go with that, and it'll be fantastic.
What about his health? What do you see about his health, Debbie?
Is it arthritis that's bothering you? What's going on with your legs?
Diabetes, you know, the old, you know, what goes on with the outer extremities first.
Right, and the neuropathy and all that's going on then, because there's something that's going on with the legs kind of down, you know, down towards that way. I didn't know if it was your knees or what for sure. I got to say, I don't see this going away anytime soon. I'm going to do, of course, what everybody else would, and this is just coming from me. You know, watch your diet, the exercise, glucose levels, you know the drill. But I don't see it disappearing anytime soon. I'm sorry, Dan.
Okay, well, you know, I just got to live with some things.
Well, sometimes we need this so that we can guide others. So, you know, and hopefully you will do that, because we're here to learn and to teach.
All right, thank you very much. That was awesome.
Well, you're very welcome, lot, Dan. Blessings.
Good morning.
Morning.
You want to talk to Reverend Debbie?
Yes, I would.
Okay, go ahead.
Hi, this is Reverend Debbie. How can I help you today?
I just wanted to see if you could... if anybody could come through for me this morning.
Can I have just your first name, please?
Amber.
Amber. Hi, Amber.
Hi, Amber.
Amber, it feels like there's a male energy that I'm feeling. I'm not quite sure if this is a grandfather or an uncle.
I did lose my stepdad 2 years ago, so
Okay, and he would still, you know, of course, he's, although there may not be a biological connection, there is still absolutely a connection of the heart and the soul. Why they keep, this male energy keeps talking about the beach and about the lake. And I see a boat. Does this have, does this mean anything to you? Does this have any meaning?
No, it doesn't.
Okay, because he is talking about a boat. I'm waiting to see what else he has to say about this boat. And this is fishing. Okay, yes, he is fishing off of this boat. So I don't know if this, in fact, this almost feels like this is somebody who was in one of the fishing, I don't know if there was some kind of a fishing contest, something. Now think, you know.
No, he did used to take me fishing when I was younger.
That, there, is this, okay, and this is not a big, this is not a big boat. Did you go out in a boat, or was this from the shore?
No, he's usually on the shore.
Okay, well, no, this is absolutely positively a boat. But again, sometimes they show me things like this because that'll be my frame of reference. I know people would say, well, why don't they just say fishing? Sometimes they do. Were you guys, did you ever do like a kids fishing contest with him or anything like that? Is that?
No.
I'm trying to figure out why he's showing me this boat. Well, that's okay. I'm going to leave that be right now because a lot of times when they show me things, if it doesn't make sense to you right now, and this is for all of the listeners or anybody that comes to me, things that come forth, if it doesn't make any sense to you right now, that's okay. Wait, because about, who knows, you know, in a couple of hours later, you could be like, oh, my stars, this is what that was. Or it's something that is coming up. So be mindful of that, of what's coming up. Let me ask you this. Do you have any specific questions for the angels or for anybody on the other side? And let me see if I can connect that way.
Well, I just had a grandmother that passed away, and I was just wondering if she was okay or if she was, you know.
Number one, I tell everybody, anybody that has crossed over, absolutely, they are just fine. They're doing just fantastic. Okay, who's the female energy on the other side whose name starts with an F? An F is in Frank.
I don't know.
Okay, that's all right. I'm going to leave this with you because I want you to think on this. And again, this is a female energy who's over there. And she comes forth, and it looks like she has a dress on that has polka dots. And is your mom experiencing some health issues right now?
Yes.
Okay. Is there another doctor that they've suggested she go see, like a specialist or somebody?
Yes.
Okay, please tell her to do so, because whatever the issue is, this other doctor that they want her to go see, please go see. I don't know if she's kind of considering not doing that or not, but she does need to do this, and it'll be all good, okay?
Okay.
Thank you, Amber.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Hi, you calling for Reverend Debbie?
Yes, I am.
What is your name, please?
Kathy.
Hi, Kathy. This is Reverend Debbie Burgeon. How can I help you today?
Hi. I just wanted to see if I could maybe talk to someone.
Of course. Okay. Someone on the other side are we talking about? Or?
Yes.
All right. Who is it? Can I have just a first name, please?
Carol.
Carol. Is Carol a friend of yours?
My mom.
Your mom. Okay, thank you. Thank you. Sometimes it takes a little bit to see if I can connect and see what's going on. I can't control who comes through or
sure,
what comes
sure.
through.
I understand.
Did she pass from cancer?
Yes.
I'm sorry?
Yes, she did.
Okay. Because I'm saying I feel a female energy and she's telling me that she passed from cancer. Was shop this female energy that I'm talking to that's here right now, she loved shopping. Does this sound like your mom?
Yeah, sort of. Mm-hmm.
Okay, yeah. No, this one, she's really showing me shopping. And I'm not talking grocery shopping. I'm talking like clothes shopping, shoe shopping, blah, blah, blah. That kind of fun things that us girls like.
Okay.
Do you have any questions perhaps for her?
Yes, I just want to know if she's at peace and if she feels I'm doing right by my dad that's still surviving.
Okay, let me check with her. Definitely, first of all, I do want to say that all of those, and for all of our benefit of all of our listeners, those that have crossed over are always at peace because we are in such a much better place once we do cross over from this lifetime. So please know that. I don't even need to ask her that because I can guarantee that. As far as with your dad, she's saying... I'm waiting to see what she's showing me. It feels like, okay, it feels like there could be a little bit something. Is it his diet? Is it his diet that's not being paid attention to as well as it should be?
Well, he's diabetic. so.
Okay, so there's something, I don't know if he's, you know, if he's perhaps eating things on the sly that perhaps he shouldn't be, but
that
it feels,
yes.
Okay, well, that's the thing to be, she wants you to kind of pay more attention to that and maybe impress more on him that, you know, Dad, this is really important, you take care of this and watch this. So okay. Give that a try, and that's what Mom would like, okay?
Okay.
Great. Well, thank you, Kathy. I hope you call in again another time.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Bye for now.
All right. Goodbye.
Do you have a question for Reverend Debbie?
I do. We lost my dad on March 18th this year. It was our first loss of this kind, this close. So we're having a hard time with it. In fact, I heard from one of my daughters who's out in Albany, New York today, and she's having a real bad morning with it. She just, you know, you'd like to hear the voice again, hear a story. And so I guess I'm just calling Reverend Deb to, we're all looking for those signs that he's in a better place now.
I totally understand that, Heidi. First of all, I'm very, very sorry for your loss. I know when we lose somebody here, even though I know better than anybody that they go on to a better place because I see them, talk with them, deal with them all the time, but it still is very, very difficult losing their physical presence.
Yeah.
One of the things to watch for Heidi is he's sending signs. I don't know. Does somebody have an anniversary or a wedding coming up real soon?
No.
Okay, I'm going to leave it with you because I want you to think on that.
Yeah.
He's showing me white roses. And so when they do that, that's usually indicative of a wedding anniversary. There's a wedding coming up. Somebody that he would know that's associated with him. So I'll leave that with you because sometimes it's like, oh, I can't think of things. And then
I do know in those last months when he was getting a little bit more confused, he was always talking about a wedding.
Oh, really?
Yes, he was.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Well, that's maybe why he's showing me the white roses then so quickly, so that would be used as a point of validation. So as long as it means something to you.
Mm-hmm.
So something like that, keep your, you know, especially for him showing me these white roses and talking about that, and if he's always talking about a wedding, please watch for signs. He may be sending, they send us little signs, like it can be a real common one is when people find coins all the time. It's like, everywhere I go, I pick up dimes. I'm seeing dimes.
Here's his feathers.
Okay, that was going to be my next one, was feathers.
He was an avid golfer, and he'd always pick up feathers when he was golfing and put them in his cap, and several times I've seen now a feather right in my path.
I love it. And, you know, and that's a beautiful, beautiful thing to watch for, and especially if there's something a little out of the ordinary.
Does he have a message at all for Heidi or the family?
Of course, he wants you all to know that he is fine, he is safe, he is in no more pain, everything is fantastic. And was he having issues with dementia also? Is he having problems with?
He was slipping.
Okay, well, he wants you to know that he's all fine, everything's there, and he visits you all the time. And please feel free to go to my website, angelicencounters.com, and contact me. I'd be happy to talk with you further, or your daughter, too. It sounds like she does need some more advice and guidance.
Yes.
Blessings, Heidi. Thank you for calling.
So much.
Yes, God love you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Magic 97, just after 9 o'clock now, and with me from Angelic Encounters, and also the podcast, you're on my show as well from time to time out there.
Yes.
We deal with, I've seen Debbie do a lot of good things as far as helping people out. And that's what you're really here to do, right?
Absolutely.
So she's got this connection with angels. She's had it most of her life. And we have somebody on the phone. Pam is calling in this morning. We've talked to Pam before. How are you doing, Pam?
I'm doing good. Thank you.
Hi, Pam. How you doing?
Hi,
well, you did say you were doing good. It's so nice to hear from you.
Yeah, you too. Thanks.
Great.
You've had contact with Debbie before, right?
I have, yep. And I just wanted to give a little validation, a little shout-out there for you.
Thank you.
When I spoke with you last time, my mom passed away 2 years ago, and mm-hmm. You had mentioned something shortly after that about possibly some kind of a brooch or a pin from her.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, my sisters lived down there, but when I had gone down there, you know, I didn't really get anything from them. And basically, like, some of her clothes and some, you know, things like that we were getting rid of. And then I had tucked away a bag of clothing in my closet and kind of forgot about it and dug it out. And on one of the shirts that was on there was this brooch that was on her shirt.
Awesome.
Oh, so it must have been something that, you know, she really liked and wore a lot because, it, you know, it was on her shirt and she had left it on there. So I just...
Left it on there for you.
Yeah.
Isn't that awesome?
It was neat, yeah.
Oh, Pam, thank you so much. I love hearing that. And especially things like that, they're so powerful that it was sitting there and, you know, for how long?
Right.
When we mentioned it. And I love that because it goes out of people's minds. They're thinking, yeah, whatever, okay. And then, boom, you know it. When it happens, it's like, oh, man, that's what she was talking about. So thank you so much.
Yeah.
I really appreciate it.
It made my day.
Oh, that is so great. I love that.
Is there anything that, you know, since we got you on the line, Pam, is there anything that
her mom... Well, yeah, I wanted to see if... the last time we spoke, you know, she didn't really have any messages for me. I think she was more in a transition stage, and finding her own path kind of thing. So I just wanted to see maybe at this point, it's been a while, if, you know, she's on a different, you know, if she's, I think she was focusing on herself was the message I kind of got.
Yeah, typically, you know, with that, and then she's trying to bring comfort to, you know, to let you know that she's okay. I want to ask a question. She's talking about, is it you that has the son? There's a grandson of hers.
Yeah.
Okay. Is he having some issues right now? It feels like that there's something that's really, that he's really facing a challenge right now.
Yeah, kind of.
Okay. Please let him know. That grandma is with him, and she will help guide him through this. And it feels like about September or so. It feels like he's going to come to a conclusion with this challenge, and this is going to be in about September. And grandma is there assisting him and helping guide his, you know, helping along on that level. So please let him know that grandma sees grandma's with him and that he can please continue to talk to her.
Okay.
All right.
That's interesting, yeah.
Yes, and that'll do him good.
Okay.
We'll hear from you again, Pam. Go ahead.
Okay.
What else? What is something else?
Well, I was just wondering, too. That's kind of, it actually hits a nail on the head, kind of, because he just graduated, and one of the things that he was looking into for his future fell through, so he is struggling.
Yes. Well, he'll find...
Okay, I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, that's okay. I was going to say, something's going to come forth for him come September. He's going to have some kind of a decision, a breakthrough, an offer. There's going to be something, though, that's going to be like, boom, and he's going to be like, yep, that's it. So,
interesting. Okay. And then also for myself, now that he's going to start his own path, I have a couple things I'm debating, and I was just kind of seeing what kind of message was out there for me.
Okay, I want you to think, is there two? So I don't know if it's two different job offers, if it's two different paths you're looking at, but I'm hearing two, and I'm also hearing that it should be the second one. So whatever is in your head, that it's like, okay, there's this or there's this, it would be the or this. Does that make sense?
Exactly. That's exactly it.
Okay.
Two options I'm debating, yep.
There you go. Go for the second one.
Okay.
Thank you very much, Pam.
Thanks a lot.
It's nice.
Blessings, Pam. Thank you for calling.
Care.
You
yeah,
too.
Thank you.
Let me go see if we got someone on the line. Good morning.
Good morning.
Who's this, please?
This is Sandy from Gladstone.
Sandy, you want to talk to Reverend Debbie?
Yes.
Hi,
right.
Sandy. Can I help you?
Hi. I'm just calling to see if you can get any information. My father had passed away 2 years ago.
I'm sorry for your loss, Sandy.
Thank you. And I'm just wondering, I guess, if he has any messages or...
He wants you to know that he's not in pain any longer. I don't know if this was a big issue for him. It seems like this is something that concerned you. Was he involved in an automobile accident?
No.
This would be before he passed.
No. He actually passed away with cancer.
Yeah, but there was an accident. He's talking, okay, well, he's talking, all I can say, I can only give what he's telling me, and he's talking about an accident, and this was before he passed.
Okay.
So I don't know if this is what's, I don't know, but he does want you to know he is no longer in any pain. Was this you or somebody else who was in the accident?
Years ago, him and my mother was in a real bad accident.
Okay, so there's... Did anybody cross? Did your mother cross at that time from this accident?
No.
Huh. Because he's really talking about this, but I don't know why, but he does want you to know that he is, I know I can't take a whole lot of time, but he does want you to know that he isn't no longer in pain. He's doing just fine. Your mother's on the other side too, is this correct?
No.
Well, there's a female energy that's there with him, so I don't know if this is a female energy.
He's actually has one of my sisters that's crossed over.
Okay.
That's crossed over with him probably about a month or so before he passed.
Oh my goodness, I understand how hard that is on your heart, and I'm so sorry. Please know that they are just fine. They are together because he was very insistent on this female energy there. So please know that they're doing fine. They're together. You have nothing to worry about, and they're around you all the time. He's also watching the grandchildren. I don't know whose grandchildren, but he wants you to know that he's around them a lot.
Okay, wonderful. Thank you.
You're very welcome, Sandy. Blessings.
Sandy? Is there any validation on any of that you feel?
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
Thank you very much for calling us today.
Yep.
Have
Thank
a great
you.
Day.
Bye.
All right. So, I mean, you don't always hear back whether or not it's, you don't know. Sometimes you'll say things too, like, this is what I've learned being around Debbie. These spirits that talk to you, they want to prove things first. They want to, like this accident. Okay, I want you to know it's really me because I was in an accident.
Right. They will use something that can be used as a validation. Yeah. And it may not have anything to do with the message that they have at that point, but there is some kind of a validation message so that people will know, oh, yeah, this is. I'm not just pulling it out of, you know, between my ears. So, as it were.
Well, we're pretty much out of time this Friday, and you're going to come back again next Friday. Right?
Absolutely. Please, everybody, call in, and please feel free to go to my website, www.angelicencounters.com.
And that'll show you how to get in touch with Debbie, and she'll be glad to talk to you. And, of course, there's a listing also where she's done some shows and talks about different things.
That's right.
Thanks for coming in this morning, sister.
Oh, thank you, brother. And thank you for our listeners. And please, I'm looking forward to hearing from y'all next Friday. Bye next Friday, please. Thank you, and blessings to you all.